Now we come to the text of the Song of Solomon, and it is the belief of a great many that what you have here are five marvelous, wonderful canticles, that is, songs, brief songs, and they depict the experience and the story that we told last time of this Shulamite girl, a country girl up in the hill country, and a shepherd one day came by, and she fell in love with him, and he fell in love with her. He promised a return. Didn't return as soon as she thought, but one day it was announced King Solomon had arrived and wanted to see her. She couldn't believe it, and when she was brought into his presence, she recognized the shepherd. And then the scene here in the Song of Solomon will shift. It'll be up in the Shulamite's country, up in the hill country of Ephraim, and then back down to Jerusalem. And actually, I personally do not feel like that you have a connected story told in a sequence here. Yet it is the belief of a great many that you do. And the thing that we're concerned about here is the application of it for you and me today as believers, actually for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that it has actually a wonderful application there. And there are five songs that are here. You remember it says back in 1 Kings 4:32 that Solomon wrote 3,000 proverbs. Well, we have 915 of them. We have very few of them. And that he wrote 1,005 songs. Well, he was really sort of a Cole Porter of his day. And very frankly, we have probably five of them here. And I think that's the reason that odd number five has been given to us here. You'd think it'd be a round number of 1,000. But 1,005, we only have five. So we have really fewer of his songs than we have of his proverbs. And you find here that it's a wonderful song of marital love. It rebukes asceticism, and it also condemns lust and unfaithfulness to the marriage vow. And it's not a soap opera that we're looking at here. It's not a cheap play where the heroes are neurotic, the heroines are erotic, and the plots are tomerotic. What we have here is a thing of beauty, and I hope I can just open the door and give you just a little look into this one. Now, this first song here, we find the bride and the bridegroom. They've been brought together in a wonderful relationship, and it opens like this. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Now, this is a Song of Songs. When you put these five together, these canticles, five of them together, you have this glorious, wonderful story. I suppose that you could compare it to folk music, only I don't think you'd be using a guitar with it. I think this would be in the nature of opera. And this is one of the ways that God had of speaking to his people. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.